Buteyko breathing techniques. Buteyko developed dozens of different breathing methods. The point behind all of them was to train the body to breathe in line with its metabolic needs. For the vast majority of us, that means breathing less. Here are a few techniques. The first one is the control pause. This is a good diagnostic tool to gauge general respiratory health and breathing progress. It involves holding the breath on an exhale to the point where you feel a sense of air hunger. If after this exercise your breathing feels labored or gasping, the breath hold was too long, then you have to wait several minutes before you try again. The next breath following your breath hold should always be very soft and controlled. So this is not a competition. The point is to relax the body and improve your breathing. And like all breath restriction techniques, never ever attempt this while driving, while underwater, or in any other conditions where you might be injured should you become dizzy. Start off by placing a watch with a second hand or mobile phone with a stopwatch close by. Sit up with a straight back. Take a gentle inhale and a slow, soft exhale through the nose, and then pinch both nostrils, closed with the thumb and finger of either hand, and start the stopwatch and hold the breath. That's it. If you can only hold your breath a few seconds at the beginning, that's okay. It takes time. A reasonable goal is to be able to comfortably hold your breath for about 45 seconds to a minute. The longer, the better. But again, don't ever push it to the point at which you're uncomfortable or gasping for air. Are you still holding your breath? If so, good job. You made it to what Buteyko considered the healthy zone. Try measuring your control pause at least once a day. First thing in the morning is the best.